Welcome to the deep dive. If you, like millions of others over the last few years, have dedicated a corner of your home to fitness, you know the home gym business has just absolutely exploded.
It really has. It's a very crowded space.
So many brands, all promising, convenience, durability, results. Today, we aren't just looking at the gear. We're doing a deep dive into the entire blueprint of a modern direct-to-consumer or DTC home fitness brand.
I keep a fit.
That's right. The sources you shared with us give us this fascinating blend of, well, marketing copy, really detailed product descriptions, warranty fine print, and even a look into their community. It gives us a perfect sort of unfiltered view behind the curtain.
So our mission today is to break down that whole sales structure.
Exactly. How does a brand like this attract someone looking for home fitness gear, convince them to buy, high ticket, heavy stuff online? And this is the key. Make sure they stick around long after that first purchase. And for you listening, the goal here is all about getting that quick but thorough knowledge. We need to dissect the specifics. How do these product tiers, paired with some really unique safety guarantees and smart community building, how does all that combine to create an offer that just cuts through all the noise?
We're going to be focusing on those little nuggets of insight, things like the telling difference in review volumes between their top products, some unexpected insurance details, and how they managed to turn a simple training article into a powerful loyalty engine.
Okay, so where do we start? The products themselves.
I think you have to start with a specialized product strategy.
All right, let's unpack this core offering. ATUVAFIT has clearly decided to specialize. They're focusing heavily on adjustable weights, and that seems to be their main entry point.
It is. And that specialization lets them command a premium price, but of course they have to justify it. It's all about solving the number one problem for home gyms, which is space. They cover this huge weight range in a tiny footprint.
Right. And it's not just one dumbbell, it's a tiered system. Diving into those tiers, we see three pretty distinct options. At the top, you've got their powerhouse, the Flair 88-pound adjustable dumbbell set.
The Pro Level.
Pro level, yeah. It covers a full 11 to 88 pounds. It's listed at $533.99, marked down from almost 700. Now, it's rated highly, 4.7 stars, but with only about 100 reviews.
And that tells you something right away, doesn't it?
It does. It tells you its role in the catalog is, well, it's the flag bearer. It's the aspirational product that sets the ceiling for the brand.
But if you want to know where the real customer volume is, you have to look at that middle tier. The Lava 66-pound adjustable dumbbell set.
That's the one. Marketed as advanced, covers 11 to 66 pounds, and it's cheaper at $429.99. But what's really fascinating here is the review volume. A near perfect 4.9 stars based on, get this, 932 reviews.
And that's the insight right there.
A 9-to-1 ratio of reviews between the 66-pound set and the 88-pound set. It's huge.
It reveals their true target customer. The 88-pound set is there to project capability, to say, yes, we cater to elite lifters. But the vast, vast majority of customers are advanced home users who just need that 66-pound capacity.
So the Lava set is their engine.
Their engine. It balances enough weight for serious growth with a price that's, well, it's just palatable enough for a big home investment. The whole pricing strategy is likely designed to upsell or downsell from that one core product.
And they do have that entry-level option, the Spark 27.5-pound ball adjustable dumbbell that makes sure they catch beginners or people who just want something for light conditioning without dropping 400 bucks.
It's a complete weight scale strategy. It maximizes their market capture.
And we can't forget the accessory, which is actually vital for a home setup. The Atlas dumbbell stand for about 120 bucks. It solves the storage problem that the dumbbells themselves create.
Right, and their strategy doesn't stop at just strength. They have to address cardio, but again, through that same lens of saving space. Their main non-dumbbell product is the Sprint F8 foldable exercise bike.
Ugh, the classic foldable bike, the ultimate space saver.
Precisely, and it's highly rated, a perfect 5.0 from over 350 reviews. But the key selling feature, the thing that stands out in the copy, is joint friendly.
Interesting. So they're targeting a specific demographic there.
Immediately. Someone who might be wary of high-impact stuff or has mobility concerns. And look at the price. $123.99. It's so much lower than the dumbbells, making it a really low-friction entry point or just an easy add-on for people already buying the weight system.
So their core product strategy is this masterful balance. It's high-end, specialized, space-saving weights, covering that whole range up to 88 pounds, paired with a highly rated, competitively priced, space-conscious cardio machine. They've covered all the bases.
Muscle, strength, cardio, and efficiency. all in one clean stack.
Okay, so once they've got you hooked on the specs and the price, the next hurdle is trust. I mean, we're talking about heavy, potentially dangerous equipment you're buying online, sight unseen.
Exactly. They have to convince you it's safe and built to last.
And this is where their strategy moves beyond just price and into these assurances of durability and safety.
The first layer is pretty simple. It's material claims. They explicitly say the products are built to last, and they cite using all steel plates and reinforced trays. They even throw in an award-winning design claim.
Which is pretty standard marketing, right? It's just meant to assure you you're not buying cheap plastic that's going to crack mid-lift.
It's the baseline, yes. Mm. But their warranty and consumer protection strategy, that's where they elevate this beyond standard marketing into a real competitive advantage.
It starts with a one-year warranty, industry standard.
But they immediately use that warranty as an incentive. If you join their customer club, Additive People, that standard one-year warranty automatically extends to 2 years.
So they're capturing customer data right away.
Right out of the gate. It links you to the brand for the long term. But the real game changer, the detail that signals, you know, extreme confidence and competence, that's the liability coverage.
Let's talk about the insurance, because this detail just leapt off the page when we were reviewing the sources.
It's a truly unique approach to managing the consumer's perception of risk. They explicitly provide up to $4 million in Liberty insurance coverage.
$4 million.
$4 million. Specifically for injuries caused by product faults on their dumbbells. That is an enormous, highly specific security measure.
Wow. I mean, that sounds less like a footnote and more like an aggressive marketing tactic. But I have to ask, doesn't advertising a $4 million liability policy actually draw attention to the risk? Doesn't it plant the idea that the product could fail?
That's a fascinating and critical question. And that is exactly the psychological tightrope they're walking. On the surface, yes, it acknowledges the inherent risk of lifting heavy weights. But what they're really doing is transforming that concern into a badge of honor.
How do you mean?
By stating that level of coverage, they're basically saying, we have so much confidence in our quality control, our manufacturing, and our all-steel plates that we're willing to put $4 million on the line. It takes the risk off the customer. Instead of you worrying, what if his brakes and I get hurt, you're thinking, wow, this company must have incredible quality control if they're willing to insure themselves to that degree. It shifts the whole focus from potential danger to guaranteed quality.
So for you listening, this is the key takeaway for differentiating in a crowded market. These layers of trust, the material claims, doubling the warranty for free, and especially this massive $4 million insurance coverage, they do way more than just offer peace of mind.
They offer a concrete psychological justification for that premium price point. It creates this substantial moat around the brand based on safety, which is much harder for a competitor to copy than just matching a price.
Right.
Okay, trust established. Now let's pivot to the retention game. So you've bought that highly insured 66-pound Lava set. Now the company shifts from just making a sale to building a relationship through the Ativa People membership. This is the heart of their loyalty ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
And they make joining irresistible. It's not just a warranty extender. It's a full-on reward system designed to keep customers active and, crucially, reviewing.
How does that work?
You earn points on every purchase and every review. And those points are redeemable not just for discounts, but for tangible stuff like Amazon gift cards.
That is a very sophisticated way to manage social proof. They are, in effect, paying people to generate those thousands of reviews they advertise.
Precisely. The system fuels the testimonials. We see those quotes in the source material from people like John Smith praising usability, Sarah Johnson talking about outstanding quality, David Brown loving the compact design.
Those are all generated by that rewards ecosystem.
Yes. They incentivize the customer to become an advocate. They even throw in immediate perks, like 10% off Christmas gifts plus another 10% just for joining.
And it goes beyond just financial rewards into content and community. They get that to keep people engaged with their equipment, you have to sell the lifestyle and the results.
That's where the community channels and the content marketing really shine. They have official channels on platforms like a Facebook group and on Reddit. This fosters peer support, they can gather real-time feedback, and it turns buying a piece of gear into, you know, joining a tribe.
And their publication, the Ativa Mag, is the glue that binds the content to the product. They publish articles that directly integrate their dumbbells into these comprehensive training plans.
Yeah, the content isn't just vague fitness advice. It's highly specific, it's actionable, and it requires the equipment they just sold you. We see articles like pull day perfection, dumbbell workouts for home warriors, or pushing the limits, a dumbbell-powered push day revolution.
So they're providing the workout blueprint.
They're providing the blueprint, which increases the perceived value of the physical goods. It drastically reduces the chance of buyer's remorse and increases the longevity of that customer relationship. They're selling the transformation that is impossible without their product.
So connecting these final threads, what we're seeing is a really tightly integrated loyalty loop. The specialized products lead to membership. Membership gives you rewards and a longer warranty. Then the targeted content ensures you keep using the product, which turns happy customers into vocal reviewers.
That's the full architectural blueprint.
Yeah.
And supporting all of this is the final pillar of operational proof, seamless logistics. They promise free fast shipping. They take every payment method imaginable, Amazon, Apple Pay, PayPal, so there's no friction at checkout.
And they list their physical corporate address clearly, too.
Exactly. 16192 Coastal Highway, Lewes, Delaware. That transparency just reinforces the broader trust architecture that the warranties and insurance built. It shows they're serious about confidence from end to end.
So let's summarize the key knowledge we've extracted for you.
I'd say a successful DTC home fitness brand requires three interlocking pillars. First, specialized high-quality products that dominate a crucial niche, like those 11 to 88-pound adjustable weights.
Second, aggressive trust signals.
Anchored by that critical $4 million product fault insurance and the extended warranties. And finally, a rewarding, content-driven community ecosystem, all driven by those AdaVap people points and the super targeted workout guides.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought. The sources show us a company that invests heavily and very explicitly in protecting the customer from injuries caused by product faults. So what effect does the open marketing of massive safety coverage like $4 million in liability insurance have on your perception of risk versus value when you're shopping online for high-weight, potentially dangerous home equipment?
That's a good one.
Does that coverage make you subconsciously focus less on the possibility of risk? Or does it just serve as a powerful justification for paying a high price because that potential risk is now externally managed? That's something worth mulling over the next time you browse for a home gym upgrade.
Knowledge applied is power gained.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.